bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
He takes for our devotion from the 17th chapter of John. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Say what you mean and mean what you say. That's pretty good advice, don't you think? If people followed that bit of wisdom, communication between us would dramatically improve. If companies followed that advice, it might save them some legal hassles. Case in point, four New Jersey women have brought a lawsuit against Campbell's Soup Company. And why would the ladies sue such a prestigious institution? That's easy. The ladies discovered Campbell's low-sodium tomato soup contains just about the same amount of sodium as Campbell's regular tomato soup. That's right, the soups are almost the same. But Campbell's is charging more for the low-sodium variety. In its defense, Campbell says, "Our low-sodium tomato soup is low-sodium, if you compare it to our other soups. We never intended anybody to limit the comparison to the regular tomato soup." That sounds like Campbell's is doing a little bit of fast footwork here. If they want consumers to make a comparison like that, they ought to say so. "Our low-sodium soup really is low-sodium if you compare it to an average of our other products." If Campbell said that, it would make sense. In contrast to Campbell's, Christians are blessed to have a Lord who says what he means and means what he says. At the beginning of Scripture, he said, "Don't eat from the forbidden tree, because if you do, you're going to die." That's easy to understand. God had said what he meant. Sadly, our first ancestors didn't listen. To us, the Lord says, "We are saved by grace through faith and not by anything we can do. Salvation is a gift." That's easy to understand. God wants the entire world to know, and believe, that Holy Spirit-given faith in the Savior will forgive, save, and guarantee a home in heaven. God said what he meant, and meant what he said. Thank him that he did. Because God's word is always true, we who acknowledge Jesus as our Savior know that the cross and the empty tomb have made a difference. All the difference in our salvation. We pray. Dear Lord, I am thankful that your word is truth. May my life be lived giving thanks that I can rely upon your promises of grave mercy and salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.